Uishi, bim here, bim aino, umming.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Glukowski. What should my response be when my six-year-old daughter comes home saying, "Mommy, my teacher has purple nail polish on her toes"?
Well, I think that I would have to say that I think they have to turn to the faculty, to the principal of the school. I think that it's very important that there has to be a dress code amongst the teachers in our schools, from the lowest of ages, and it has to be crystal clear that that dress code has to live up to the standards of their abundance. It should be looked over. And I mentioned in the past that there's a letter from the Rebbe that says clearly to our principal of the day school, in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Zilberstrom. Rabbi Zilberstrom wrote into the Rebbe about preparing the school for the summer, in the summer for the new year. And the Rebbe wrote at the time that he didn't notice, it wasn't mentioned about the dress code for the teachers. He says that even in the youngest ages, it has a tremendous effect. So I think that the school has to be talked to, and I think that the standard has to be set, that it should be fitting for our children.
How do I respond to my daughter when she shares with me that her teacher who's teaching her about tznius said that the skirt needs to be reached 4 inches lower than the knee, when at the same time her own skirt doesn't cover the knees that much or at all?
Again, I must say that I would say like this. Teachers and parents have to realize that the way they act will be sized up. Now, sometimes our kids are looking for an excuse just to get away from what they want to have to do. So they're trying to pick on the problems to be able to justify what they want to do. And that doesn't mean that one, two rhymes make a right. But at the same time, it just shows us again and again the importance of the role model that we have to set. Us ourselves as parents, and also the teachers that are teaching our children.
Here are two questions that are similar. I'll put them into one. What can I do if my wife has different standards than me regarding how to dress our children? Or the other question was about dressing herself.
We talked about it in the past. I would say that first of all, of course, you have to always look for the darky showing the way to try to get everyone on the same page. Sometimes, it's for a husband, it's best that he should get involved in a mashkia. A woman that his wife respects, she should be the one that talks to her about this issue. Sometimes the husband is overdoing it. That could also be sometimes. Sometimes it could be that his standards are on a better level, and he has to talk about it with his wife to see what he can do, and to try to bring it to her attention what the law says. And as the Rebbe writes in the letter that I read before, that it's not always easy to fight battle against the latest fashions. But we have to keep on trying, and that's part of subjugating our heart and our minds to it, to think of the different ways how we can influence the situation and how we can get them to get on a higher standard. A shmir, a friend, talking about it, learning about it, etc., etc. And also bringing out the different, when we talk about tznius, although in Lubavitch it's not always mentioned because we're not into serving Hashem just out of schar v'onish, but the things that it does say in reward for tznius, and the things that it does say against being lax about tznius, are quite balanced to earth in our own personal lives, pertaining to the nachas of children, pertaining to health, pertaining to a lot of now day-to-day living things, parnosa, and if a person realizes how much it's hitting him at home, such a thing, maybe that could also make a difference.
Several questions came in, actually, matched to the questions online. I have four questions basically in the same lines. Things that are halachically permitted, yet forbidden in every Edel Haredi community. For example, jean skirts. My daughter wants to wear them, and she says even Chassidish women wear them. What can I do? Or if I can add, as another mother put it here. She says Chassidish people wear it, have it, they do it, so it must be okay. Obviously, it's not true. So where do I look for role models, and how do we know or judge which things and fashions are kosher and Jewish? If I can just add two more to this.
I'd like to say, well, when it comes to